And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Mate, I feel like you're the only person that likes this. So I thought, Tom's away. What a great opportunity to bring this back.
Memes. Memes, 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 memes. Memes, memes, memes. I want to talk about some memes.
Is that cringe for everyone else?
Musical gold that we were listening to Lady Gaga yesterday, and then we've got that beautiful voice.
Just and on, I do it with par. A natural face too. Chap lips. That's what it's all about. You know, sometimes you listen to radio stations and they do little songs like that and you're like, oh my God, embarrassing. Yes. I'm so glad that no one feels that way about that because that is gold.
Even if you do say so yourself.
Yeah. So this is when I see memes and I think, that's a meme. Yeah. Let's talk about it. You know, that's a good one.
A good one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you take a screenshot the other day and you're like, oh, check out this meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've
got
one, feel free to bring it to the table. Here's one that I saw yesterday. Yep. Your middle range. Okay. Here's the meme. Hear me out. A separate line at coffee shops for people who know exactly what they want. Now that's a relatable meme.
That is a great idea.
That's a great meme. Because we know what we want, and there's always people, you've got other people. Sometimes I'm someone that doesn't really know what they want. I've been both people, but Monday to Friday, I know what I want.
Can I add an extra layer to that, meme?
Please do.
Just for those, that line is for those who know what they want, and it's a simple order that would be on like an overhead menu. A flat white, a latte, a cappuccino.
No, because you're just assuming that I want the same milk as you.
Can I have a latte with almond milk? I had to get whatever you got again this morning. Some weird and wonderful thing.
Almond milk.
Almond milk.
Yeah.
I didn't, by the way, for those who were listening yesterday, when you spoke about your latest crush, Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
And all
Pedro
his,
Pascal.
And all his shots of coffee that he has.
Yeah.
Just rest assured, I didn't get that in my coffee this morning.
No, we'll do that on Friday.
No,
so
we
can
won't be doing
poo
it.
Your pants before the weekend.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's that time of the year, Log, where you come out of summer, heading into winter, or get the hint of winter is right
yes.
there. It's there. So you know that you need some good fitness habits now. Health habits,
yep.
A bit of healthy eating, getting up and doing whatever particular exercise you want to do.
You got to get in the routine.
Yes, because you know when you hit winter, probably some of that's going to drop off. So get onto it now. I mean, I've been annoying you lately about your yoga. How's that going, by the way?
Yes, good. I've been going twice a week.
Have you really?
Yeah, 0 point yoga in OG and dry style. Yeah, so I loved it.
That's a little disappointing. I was expecting another. I still haven't done one.
No. I am a yogi now.
that's a big leap.
I'm definitely not. You should. Yesterday they were doing moves and I had to keep putting my head up like, what are we what are we doing? Facing the wrong way from people. It's fine.
You're a yogi bear, not a yogi.
That's it.
Dodsies and I both are on a bit of a health kick, bit of a fitness kick, you know. Again, trying to get those good habits going.
Well, you know, you got to keep it tight for spa season. Keys of the bowl come out, mate. Everyone has to be their best.
Dear, no. It's to get some good, healthy habits going into winter and allowing them to drop off and get that nice winter coat going. But for now, well, it's all positive and happy, except...
You're looking good.
Oh, thanks, Log. Mm. Dodsy's in the habit of doing one thing, which is annoying the living daylights out of me.
Okay.
So every night, just before bed, always we're getting down, like lying down to go to sleep, Dodsy goes, sits there and thinks, oh, now, should I get up early before you leave to go to work at radio?
Yeah.
And should I do, I'll take Rosie for a walk or maybe I'll go for a run or I'll do a yoga session or whatever. Yeah. And ums and ahs for about 20 minutes. I'm like, just make a decision and get on with it.
Mm.
So she finally makes a decision. Okay. So I get up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
To
God,
here.
That would be nice.
I knew that'd get
it
a reaction.
It would be nice.
Dodsy's like, all right, so I'll set the alarm for 5.
That'd be nice.
I'll get up, go and do whatever the fitness session is, go for a walk, do anything like that. I'll be back at 6:30 so that you can leave.
Yeah, nice.
Works perfectly. Every single morning, what feels like for the last 2-3 weeks, Dodsy set the alarm for 5 o'clock. I, as I do, because I panic, I think it's my alarm going off, almost spring up out of bed and like, oh, I've got to get in the shower, I've got to have a quick shower, I've got to get going.
Yeah.
Realise it's her alarm. Mm. I get to lie back down. Dodsy rolls over. Nah, turns the alarm off. Does not get up.
Has she gotten up before, though? Or has she never gotten up?
Once in 20 goes,
okay,
I reckon
we'll
she's
see.
Got up, but still sets the alarm the next morning.
Yeah.
So I get that, like, spring up out of bed, oh, no, it's not my alarm, go back, and I get to sleep restlessly for about another 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
Stop. Unless you're going to get up, do not set your alarm.
I feel like I want to back you. But
you know you want to.
I want to back you. But the thing is, you say routines, right? It's not just about the body, Cameron. It's about the mind, okay? And what she's doing there is helping you to get, wake up, and then think, I've got to go to work. Oh, I get another REM cycle. I need to drop back into my REM.
No.
I get another 90 minutes.
I'm in deep, deep sleep, and I'm happy to carry that deepness right through till 6 o'clock. Yeah. I don't need to be startled at 5 o'clock when you're not getting up for fitness.
It's all about mental stability and flexibility. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's about...
you want to take my side on this and you're just refusing to.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Dodsy, stop it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's get ready for a monologue.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen. On K-Rock and Action.
It only comes along once in a moment. You have to grab it with both hands. The chance to have the stage to yourself, the spotlight shining down upon your red face.
Have you started acting? Am I supposed to guess your movie or...?
My movie is the Loggy movie out in cinemas now. Free tickets going this weekend. I Feel Seen is an opportunity for you to get your inner thespian and act out for me. I have to guess what the movie is with Tom being away. It is a monologue today. You are doing that monologue. You will start off your scene and then at the end say, and scene, so that I know that you have finished your acting.
Oh, you'll know when I've finished my acting.
I'm so proud of you. Please. Can I just say... I'm so proud of you for doing this and for agreeing to do a monologue because we all know that you are a big sook and you would never...
Thanks for the pump up before I do. Make sure you guess the movie and make me feel good
about myself. Are we ready?
All right, let's do this.
Okay, let's go.
This. And they're going to wish they never touched a hair on her head. A man can be an artist at anything. It depends how good he is at it. Food, whatever. Creasy's art is death. He's about to paint his masterpiece. I don't have anything to say.
No. Say end scene.
End scene.
End scene. I didn't know if the movie was still happening or not. Okay.
I didn't.
Amazing. The pause left me thinking, is he still going or has he fallen over or something happened?
The actor sort of has that sort of...
Okay.
Oh, no.
Now, I said mafia movie that I was picking up in the beginning. Is that the general...
Oh, no, not mafia. A lot of action, a lot of killing, a lot of death.
Oh, I don't know then. I was going to say The Godfather.
No. It's Christopher Walken the actor.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I was trying to get more of the Christopher
Walken. Were you being
Walken?
Christopher Walken?
Yeah, accent.
Oh, my God.
Was that bad?
At least put a little bit of something. No, I can't. No, that's terrible. It is hard. It is hard. Christopher Walken in a movie?
Starring alongside Denzel Washington as Creasy.
Nah.
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire!
One of the great movies of all time.
Oh, man, and we have nothing, but I have a golf. We don't have the movie.
You make me feel terrible.
No, that was amazing. People are yelling at me.
I'm an artist. No, I can't get it.
A man can be an artist. No, I can't do it worse. Either. The Christopher that's Walken worse. Is terrible.
Please get us out of here.
We're going.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.